Behind every big hit.
He will score! And the Twins win it!
And every key strikeout.
Swing and a miss, he got him.
There are a lot of important decisions being made on the diamond and throughout the organization. And now, here's your inside look at your team on Inside Twins.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Inside Twins. We are live here at Target Field, just outside the Thomson Reuters Champions Club, getting set for the final game of this four-game weekend series. The Twins and the Angels set to wrap things up on a beautiful afternoon here in downtown Minneapolis. Twins and the Angels one more time. This program takes you up until 12:30. Chris's pregame follows us. Then a 1:10 first pitch between these two teams. It'll be Tyler Duffy today for the Twins and Matt Shoemaker going for the Angels. I'm Corey Provis, and our guest today is joining us via the telephone. We welcome in the GM of the Minnesota Twins, Terry Ryan, on the road today, taking in some postseason baseball, the single-A Cedar Rapids Cardinals after a league championship crown. So, Terry, thanks for the time. How are you doing today?
Good, Corey. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Set to wrap up this series if we can. Let's begin with the big league club. And, Terry, this Twins team entered this homestand with momentum, coming off another winning road trip. Tigers here, Angels here, Indians coming up, but just a 1-5 homestand. When you look at the homestand as a whole so far, what has stood out most to you so far?
Well, we've had a couple chances to win games, Corey, and we haven't got it done through execution, and it's been disappointing, and now we've got work to do. There's no question that the Angels jumped over us in the standings, and Houston has come back to the pack. There's still opportunity here. But we got to take care of business. We got to start winning these types of games that have allowed us to get into that position. And it's time to put one or two of those things away so we can get back in this race.
Yeah, Houston did rally to defeat the A's last night. So with Houston winning and the Angels taking both games of the doubleheader, the Angels now have moved in front of the Twins in the wild card race. The Angels are a game and a half back of Houston. The Twins are 2.5 back. After the game last night, Paul kind of hinted that maybe the lack of experience has been hurting the Twins so far in this series alone, where the experienced team like the Angels, they're making things happen during this critical stretch. Do you agree with that, with the baseball that you kind of saw here during the series?
Well, I can see that to some extent. Unfortunately, we're facing a kid, Haney, yesterday that's got less experience than most of our guys. So we needed to win that game, Corey, and we didn't get it done. You know, a guy like Featherston, he's a Rule 5 guy. He has hurt us. So we can look at it any way we want. Ironically, some of our younger players are rising up to the occasion and getting it done when we desperately need it. We'll see if Duffy can do that today.
Keep speaking of Tyler Duffy, a hot topic of conversation has been his innings limit. Where is the organization at with Duffy during this time when the Twins, Terry, need some innings out of their starters, and Duffy's been maybe among the more effective starters of late?
Yeah, he's holding up well, and we've decided that we can extend him out some. He's a big, strong kid, and he's handled it quite well. There's no concern about velocity and the crispness of his pitches. And it's one of those situations that he's allowed us to give him extra innings, and we certainly have been monitoring him, and he's responded.
Speaking of monitoring young players, how do you differentiate between which guys you monitor and which guys you completely shut down? What separates those two?
Well, we haven't shut down many, Corey. We decided Berrios has had enough, so we did. We didn't bring him up for that very reason. A guy like Duffy, he's been around a little bit. He's much different body type. He's bigger, stronger, and more durable body type. So that's a little bit of a area there that we differentiated. But for the most part, we don't shut too many guys down. We had a kid down here in Cedar Rapids, Jorge. We got him up to about 155 innings, which is plenty for him. And you know, he's all done for the year as well. So there's each guy's a little separate.
Did you know that Duffy was going to throw this many breaking balls each and every start? That we all knew he had that pitch, but the amount of curveballs he's throwing in each individual start is an amazing number when you compare that to the amount of fastballs he also throws.
Yeah, usually the guys in the major leagues, they throw about 60% fastballs. And, you know, there are some guys that throw more, like Pelfrey, and some guys that throw a lot less, like Duffy has. But he's still finding his way. He'll start to mix in more changeups, I think, as his career continues. And there's no question he's got a pretty good changeup. He hasn't used it much up there. His curveball's been his go-to pitch, which is fine. But people mature and they get experience and they realize what's necessary to get outs. And I suspect as he goes through his career, he'll certainly get off of as many curveballs that he's thrown.
All right, we'll take our first break. When we come back, some injury news impacting the Twins' rotation in the upcoming series with the Indians. We'll get Terry's thoughts on that and more coming up. Terry joining us on the phone. He's in Cedar Rapids taking in some postseason Cardinals baseball. Inside Twins continues next on your home for Twins baseball.
Twins players need fuel to keep running those bases, and your car's engine needs fuel to keep running at its peak. Only available at Super America top-tier rated Super Fuels, a specially formulated gasoline that cleans your engine and keeps it running at peak performance. Be good to your engine, and it will be good to you. Only at Super America.
Center for Diagnostic Imaging is the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins. But did you know, in addition to offering CT, X-ray, and mammograms, our variety of MRI options fit the unique needs of each patient. If you are claustrophobic, CDI is the only imaging provider in Minnesota with the most advanced options in open MRI, providing a calmer, more relaxed experience. If you need an MRI, tell your doctor you want to go to CDI. Visit mycdi.com/twins to learn more.
Take the muscle out of mowing with Toro's new all-wheel drive recycler walk mower. All-wheel drive provides you extra traction for hills and uneven areas. The personal paced automatic drive system senses and smoothly adjusts to your walking pace. And Toro's recycler cutting system clips clippings into a fine mulch for a healthy, lush lawn. See the Toro recycler all-wheel drive mower with smart features and proven dependability at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
Kids don't have a field to play baseball on, they'll find somewhere else to play. Help the Twins Community Fund's Fields for Kids program build and restore fields. Learn what you can do or make a donation at twinscommunityfund.org. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Inside Twins. We welcome your questions today. For GM Terry Ryan, you can reach us in two ways, by email, insidetwins@twinsbaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. Terry, Paul Molitor announced this morning in regards to the upcoming series with the Indians that Wednesday's starter will not be Tommy Malone. A left shoulder injury is going to sideline Tommy, at least for this next start. And Phil Hughes will go in place of Tommy here on Wednesday night. At what point did you learn about Malone's injury, and how serious do you think this will be as we kind of move along?
Yeah, after he came out of that game the other night when we had that 5-run lead, Corey, he ended up stating that he had some shoulder stiffness and not comfortable with his shoulder. So we're going to push him back here and start Phil on Wednesday, which fits pretty well. So we'll be able to monitor that as well. It's just one of those things, but I think we'll be able to get through that all right. Malone ought to be ready a little later on in the week.
So you think this may be just a one turn through, that this will not, you know, end Tommy's season by any means at this point?
Yeah, that's correct. That's the information right now.
All right, so Phil Hughes will go on Wednesday. So that leads me to my next question. That takes Hughes out of that long man spot right now. Logan Darnell, he's been out now for a while, Terry, with pneumonia. Do you see Logan coming back at any point? And what are your long man options right now as we have 2 weeks to play?
Yeah, I think Logan's getting better, Corey. I'm not sure how much we're going to be able to get out of him because he has been out and he hasn't really pitched. But we've got plenty of people out there. You can put Graham out there in the long man, and ultimately he can give us innings. We put Octor out there as well. I don't think I'm concerned about that unless somebody gets knocked out in the first inning like we did the other night. And that was an issue, and it set us back some. But for the most part, I think we got enough people out there.
You know, guys like Taylor Rogers, for example, who's in Florida right now prepping for the Arizona Fall League. I know he's not on the roster. Pat Dean's not on the roster. He had a fine year. But for a guy like Dean, for example, do these guys shut their seasons down entirely when, like, for example, Rochester's season ends? Or are they told, hey, you never know, just kind of keep your arm and your body active because we still may need you at some point whenever the big league season ends?
Yeah, that's not a problem. We've got guys we can go get, but they aren't going to measure up with the people that we already have. So it's, you know, you can go get people, and I would if I had to, but right now I don't see it.
All right, Ricky Nolasco, speaking of Florida, he is down there as we speak. He is going to pitch tomorrow. How much do you think, how deep will Ricky go? What's the pitch count going to be, and what happens after that?
He'll go about 45 pitches tomorrow in a game down there in the Instructional League, and we'll see how he responds. And, you know, he's to the point now where we can start extending him out with that type of pitch limit, and ultimately we'll see how sharp he is.
When he had that ankle surgery, did you think at the time that that was going to be it for the season? And what does this say about the work ethic he has done to keep himself at least as an option here before this thing ends?
Yeah, we thought there might be a chance that he could pitch somewhere around the latter part of September or October. That's why we continued to state that we didn't think that he'd be out for the entire time. It was just a matter of how deep we go. Now, if we continue and we qualify for wild card and so forth, that would certainly bode well for him maybe contributing, depending on how he looks.
So that would be possibly for the postseason, but if all goes well tomorrow, gets through 45 pitches, could he be activated as early as next weekend to join this big league club?
Yeah, he could. It's just depending on how sharp he is, Corey. I don't think we want to expose him if he's not throwing the ball over the plate. He's been out a long time, and he's got to go through some of those rigors of the PFPs and so forth. And the Instructional League program down there, that's ideal for him at this time. It gives us an opportunity to put him in competitive innings.
Now, his reinstatement, right, would require a 40-man roster move as he was put on the 60 and taken off the 40-man. Do you see that being any kind of hurdle?
No, we'll be able to make room for him.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk more with Terry Ryan. We'll get into Cedar Rapids. He is hopefully going to take in a league championship later on today. Cedar Rapids leading that best-of-five series 2-1. We'll dive into that. Also, some Chattanooga postseason news as well. More with Terry next on your home for Twins baseball.
Make Sundays family fun days at Target Field. Kids ages 14 and under can receive not-hole tickets in select sections courtesy of Super America, get autographs, and run the bases after the game.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Get that old clunker out of the garage. By donating your vehicle through the Twins Community Fund, you're actually turning your car into new equipment and playing fields for thousands of youth baseball and softball players across Twins territory. From giving inner city youth access to the game to renovating that rundown baseball field in your hometown, your gift makes a huge difference. To learn more and make a donation, visit twinscommunityfund.org. That's twinscommunityfund.org.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You have a case of the Mondays. Well, get your cure at Target Field. When you purchase a ticket for the Skyline Deck at any Monday game, it'll be loaded with $10 in free food and drinks. So if your work week is off to a lousy start, head on down to Target Field and get more for your Monday.
Welcome back to Inside Twins. I'm Corey Provis. Terry Ryan joining us on the phone. Terry's on the road today. Cedar Rapids after a league championship. Cedar Rapids has not won a Midwest League championship title since 1994. Can do that today as they lead their best of five series. It'll be Randy Rosario on the mound today later on. That game gets going at about 2:05 Central Time. in Iowa. Torrey Hunter had a great road trip. He's come home. He's had a nice homestand. Where are you at with Torrey? Not so much for 2015, but what his role, if any, possibilities that Torrey may be back in 2016?
Yeah, just like everybody else in any situation like his, we'll end up addressing that once the season concludes. We've got a number of players that are going to be free agents, Corey, and it's a little difficult just to pick and choose. I think the right thing to do, you know, just like any decision that'll make or we have to make with the roster, ultimately, when we get past the season and everything settles down, then we'll address that type of situation.
On the road trip, in fact, early on, Paul kind of hinted that he felt that Torrey had one really good stretch left in him. Did you?
Yeah, I did. I know he struggled a little bit, but it doesn't everybody. And it's a situation where he is regrouped, and ultimately, you notice yesterday, he played both parts of that doubleheader. He wants to be a part of this thing, and he wants to show the leadership and the veteran presence. And he plays both games of the doubleheader, and it was a difficult, long day yesterday, but he was out there.
And Torrey's going to be back out there again today. Hicks is in center. It's Eddie Rosario in left field. That means that Byron Buxton's on the bench here for game four. Terry, Byron, 37 games in. The on-base percentage is at .236, average at .197. Has he had stretches like this at any other level throughout his professional career?
Yeah, he has. I mean, this isn't something that he hasn't experienced. He got off to a very slow start in Chattanooga this year, and usually as he approaches different levels, it's a little bit of a learning phase. And this is good for him, Corey. He's going through a stretch here where every game means a lot. He's in the major leagues, and he's learning, and we're trying to bring him along, of course, and he's watching, and there's no downside to this. We'd certainly like to have him be productive, but also he's a young kid that is learning on the job up there, and unfortunately, you know, some things aren't going the way we or he had hoped. But he'll get better. He's a good player, and ultimately he'll get better as he goes.
And we have another question about Buxton. Terry, this one comes from Richard in Circle Pines. Buxton, winter league ball. Do you think he'll play anywhere?
I don't think he will. I'm not sure we want him going any farther than he has. It's been a trying year for him. And, you know, the one thing that we are concerned about is strength, and he probably would benefit from spending some time in Fort Myers or certainly around his home in Georgia on the conditioning and so forth. But he's a young kid still, and there are so many bullets you want to throw his way. And right now he's getting a load of information, and it might be wise for him just to relax a little bit and get down into that conditioning phase.
Has the front office ironed out plans for those that will play somewhere in the Dominican or Venezuela this offseason?
Yeah, we have. And we'll have a number of players playing this winter, and there will be more as you go through it. But, you know, guys like Danny Santana and Polanco and those types of players that need time, certainly Escobar usually plays. And we'll have a number of players. We'll have to monitor some of that pitching. You know, Barrios is not going to pitch and things of that nature. And when we see guys that have exhausted their innings area, they won't participate. But Vargas and Sano and some of those guys, there may be a chance for them to play some as well.
So, Sano, you still think it looks that way, that he could play somewhere this winter?
He might. He might. We're also got some interest in him being in Fort Myers along with Vargas, so we'll make those decisions as they arise.
Terry, a guy who's not in the lineup today is All-Star second baseman Brian Dozier. He's had a tough stretch here in the second half. Yes, he's come up with some big hits, but do you see something that reminds you of Dozier's second half last year as well? Any connection there?
Well, he's in a phase now. All of a sudden they're using the shift on him, which I'm sure is new. And he's got the power numbers that everybody likes. And, you know, sometimes you got to step back a tick and maybe take a walk here or there, Corey. You know, everybody's trying to do too much at times with our lineup. And Brian's one of those guys that we rely on heavily. And they're pitching him tough, and they pitch him away. And, you know, he's basically a pull hitter. So, you know, if it's a strike, no one has any problem with that. But if he gets out of the zone, which he has at times, that's when you start to get concerned, because he probably should take some walks here instead of trying to yank those balls to the left side.
Speaking of changing gears before we take our last break, something the Angels have done throughout this series is stealing bases, and that's kind of been a social thing for years now. But even though league-wise they're near the bottom, they have taken 90 feet a few times here as this weekend series has moved along. Has that been kind of a surprising area where the Twins have struggled to you, whether that's starters or even relievers, and the catchers have a role in that as well, infielders as well, just kind of containing that opposing team's running game at times?
Yeah, it's been a problem this year, and it is continued to be a problem. Obviously, we got to do a better job. Number one, the pitchers helping out the cause and the catchers making accurate throws. But it's been an issue when we've given up that 90 feet, and at times that's hurt us badly. So we're going to have to certainly address that as we go into the winter, see exactly how we can correct that.
All right, we'll take one more break, come back, and wrap up our show by going down to the minor leagues. We'll get Terry's thoughts on Cedar Rapids and a Chattanooga thought or two as we wrap up Inside Twins on your home for Twins baseball.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Peak performance. It's earned. Through patience, sacrifice, and working with the best. That's why Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center offers comprehensive sports medicine services. Discover our state-of-the-art facilities, injury prevention and treatment procedures, and performance training programs for all ages and abilities. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make an appointment at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
Love the speed of a zero-turn mower but want the steering of a tractor? Get the best of both with Toro's new Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor. It combines the steering wheel and speed control pedal of a tractor with the maneuverability of a zero-turn, along with a hitch to pull yard care attachments. See the smart features and proven dependability of the new Toro Time Cutter SW zero-turn tractor at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Nanke's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
If you own a business, you're well aware of rising medical costs. But you may not realize that this also contributes to rising workers' compensation costs. If you have a West Bend insurance policy, you'll be working with a team of experts, including a workers' comp underwriter and a professional loss consultant. West Bend's claims staff focuses on getting the best possible outcome for the injured and the employer. To find out more about how having the right insurance can help keep costs down, visit thesilverlining.com.
Marvelyn here, fifth generation Minnesota Bigfoot Club president. Unlike my forefathers, I'm man enough to ask for help finding Bigfoot. There's a $100,000 prize and two ways to hunt. One, trap and scratch a hunt for big cash ticket, a new Minnesota lottery game. Two, spot Bigfoot out in the wild. Now, as my great-granddad taught me, which means Bigfoot beware, we're coming for you. Head to chanceatmn.com for details. Must be 18 or older.
Hey, Twins fans. When the Twins win, you win at Papa John's. Whether it's a ninth inning save or a walk-off single, fans score big with Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com and use promo code TWINSWIN the day after any Twins victory to get 50% off any regular menu price, large or extra large pizzas. That's 50% off Papa John's pizza the day after Twins win. Now that's hitting it out of the ballpark. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
You're listening to Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Just about 2 minutes left as we wrap up Inside Twins with Terry Ryan. Terry's on the road today hoping to see a league championship this afternoon. Cedar Rapids can do that with a win today. Jake Maurer's team, Terry, what has been key for that team all season long, and what do they have to do today to win that division crown or that league championship today?
Well, they got to get a decent pitching performance from Rosario, Corey. He's got stuff. He's left-handed. And they're facing a pretty good West Michigan team. It's the Tigers affiliate. So they got a kid going here that throws it up there pretty good as well. They found ways here. You know, this isn't maybe the most talented club we've ever fielded in the minor leagues, but they've got some pitching and they've got guys that know how to play the game and good character. Jake and Tommy Watkins and the staff down here, Henry Bonilla, have done an awful good job here to get them to this point.
What about Nick Gordon, the season he has had? Has he met your expectations or even exceeded yours and Brad Stiles?
I think he's exceeded ours because he's a young kid, one of the younger kids in the league, of course, and he can field the ball, he can throw it, he's got agility, he's athletic, he can steal a base, and now his bat's starting to catch up. He takes good at-bats now, and he hangs in against lefties. He's not got much power quite yet, but I suspect at some point in his baseball life here, he's going to hit the ball with some authority. He's a pretty good-looking player.
Meanwhile, one level up, or actually a couple levels up, if you will, Double-A Chattanooga has to win today to keep their championship hopes alive. Is Max Kepler still on your radar, Terry? He's on the 40-man to join the big league club, or is that probably not going to happen?
Yeah, that's like a lot of things, Corey. There are players on that team. If we need somebody, we can go get them, and they've continued to play, and that's why, you know, that when we talked about call-ups earlier in this conversation, we've got people, and Kepler obviously is a guy on the roster that's having an awful good year, so we haven't made that decision quite yet, but we will certainly give it some thought.
Terry, always appreciate the conversation. Have fun today, and hopefully you get to see some history today.
Okay, thanks, Corey.
Terry Ryan joining us live. Cedar Rapids after a Midwest League championship today. Chattanooga must win to keep their hopes alive in that best-of-five series as they trail Biloxi 2-1. That'll do it for Inside Twins. We thank you for joining us. Do not go anywhere. More baseball coming up. Chris's pregame show is about 3 minutes away. Then game four, Duffy and Shoemaker, the Twins and the Angels coming up on your home for Twins baseball.